and Corinthians 第三章。
This evening, we will study 2 Corinthians, the second epistle to the Corinthians.
Corinthians 第三章。
Chapter 3, verse 18.
Corinthians 第三章的十八节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 18.
我们众人既然敞着脸可以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照的，就变成主的形状，荣上加荣，如同主的灵变成。
But we are all with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same image from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
我们常常想一个问题哈，就是做人的价值在哪里。
We always ponder on this.Questions. What is the value being a person?
啊，这个问题很难回答，但是很重要。
It's hard to answer this question, yet it's very important.
啊，一朵花的价值在于它的美。
The value of a flower is based on its beauty.
所以花盛开的时候，它的价值最高。
So when the flower is a fruit blossom, it has the highest value.
啊，花凋谢。它的价值就消失。
When the flower withers, it has lost the value.
一头猪、一头牛的价值在于它的体重。
Pig or a cow depends on its weight.
越重的称起来，这个价值越高。
So the heavier, the better. It has better value.
那到底我们做一个人的价值在哪？
So as a human being, what is his value?
我们现在活在这个功利的社会里面，其实。很容易得到答案。
We can easily find an answer in this secular society.
你到一个公司去上班。
Say if you are employed.
他愿意给你多少钱就是你的价值。
And your value is based on the salary.
这是现在衡量一个人价值最现实。
This is the most realistic way to measure the value of a person.
当你对一个公司有用途的时候，你的价值很高，所以你的pay很高。
So if you are valuable to the company, if you are an asset to the company, then you will get a high pay.
当我们的知识很高，我们能力很高，啊，我们知道别人不知道的，啊，我们的价值就高。
If we are very knowledgeable and very capable, and of course we have better value, a higher value than the others.
我们能够做别人不能做的，那这个就是我们的价值。
If we can do that, do the things that nobody can do it, of course we have the highest value.
那现在的价值。大部分就是以钱来表示。
Now we use money to measure. It's based on the financial strength to measure the value of a person.
所以这是一个功利社会资本主义在判断一个人价值最简单的方法。
So in the capitalism society, this is the way how to value a person.
但是如果我们采用这个价值系统，有一天我们会变成受害者。
However, if we use this kind of a system, one of these days will become a victim.
为什么？
Why?
我们看第四章，哥林多后书第四章。
Let's continue to read 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
16节
verse 16.
所以我们不要上胆，外体虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。
Therefore, we do not lose heart, even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
为什么这圣经讲不要上胆？
Why the Bible says that we do not lose heart?
这个表示说，如果没有信仰的话，啊，我们会上当。
If without faith or belief, we will lose heart.
因为如果没有信仰，一个人的价值是跟着他外体有关系的。
So if a person has no belief, his value is based on his outward being.
你身体健康的时候。
If you have a healthy body,
你有才能，你有知识，
you have skills and knowledge,
所以公司给你很高的 pay,
and you have a high pay.
但是年纪大了，你身体开始在衰退。
When you are aging, it started to retard.
那有时候这个硬体衰退，软体跟着衰退，精神衰败。
And you will also you couldn't concentrate in your work.
所以你在公司做不下去，你就要走路。
If you cannot continue to work, and you have to quit.
那有时候是硬体还好，你身体很好啊，但是啊，或者说你精神很好，但你身体已经没有那个力量。
Sometimes people physically may be still strong, but mentally he couldn't continue, or vice versa. You'll not be able to continue but to stay on your post.
所以人一直做，一直在创造价值。你创造一到一定的年纪，你没有办法再下去。
So when you come to a certain age, you will not be able to continue to work.
好，那那个时候价值就没有。
And you lose your value.
所以如果我们采用这个世俗的价值系统，有一天我们本身会变受害者。
So if we use the secular way to measure the value of a person, one of these days we will all become victims.
因为我们会变成一无价值的人。
And we will become no value at all.
身体渐渐朽坏。
When the person is perishing,
精神衰败。
And both physically and mentally,
那新的知识一直出来。
And the new knowledge,
new
knowledges, we cannot catch up this society. We have no value at all.
这是很可怕的事情。
It's so horrifying.
那这个哥林多后书给我们一个新的价值观。
But the epistle to the Second Corinthians gives us a new concept of value.
那这个价值一定要跟神连在一起。
And this value has to be connected to God.
是神在肯定我们的价值。
The Lord will confirm.Our value.
是我们照着神的原则在创造价值。
And we do based on the value of God.
而不是照我们自己的原则来创造价值，照我们自己的原则来肯定自己的价值。
We do not work based on our principle to create our own value.
毕竟人是会变的。
Man is changeable.
所以人不能够成为价值的标准。
Man cannot become the standard of value.
人不能够真的创造什么价值。
Actually, man can create no value.
只有神。
No standard of value.
创造才能够肯定人的价值。
Only God create the standard of value and also confirm the value.
所以这也为什么说一个人如果没有神，这样是很可怜。
If a person has no God, then he is very pitiful.
你可以画一个图表，一直上去，还要再下来。
You can draw a graph, you can plot a graph, and it will not be able, always be in a linear, not always in a linear growth.
它的价值会上去，还会再下来。
And his value will go up and also will go down.
外体渐渐朽坏就下来。
Because his outward body is perishing.
那哥林多后书跟我们提到人的两个价值。
So in the Second Corinthians, the author gave us two standards of value.
第一个价值。
Firstly,
从服侍神来的。
From serving the Lord.
我们先来看摩西跟主耶稣有什么不同。
Let's make a comparison between Moses and Jesus. What are the differences?
哥林多后书第三章。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
第五节。
Verse 5.
哥林多后书三章第五节。
2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 5.
我们并不是凭自己能承担什么事，我们所能承担的上面是出于神。第六节。
Verse 6.
他叫我们能够承担这新约的职事，不是凭着字句，乃是凭着经意，因为那字句是叫人死，经意是叫人活。第七节。
7.
那用字刻在石头上属死的职事，尚且有荣光，甚至以色列人因为摩西面上的荣光不能定睛看他的脸，这个荣光原来是渐渐退去的。第八节。
8.
何况那属灵的执事岂不更有荣光吗？第九节。
9.
若那定罪的执事有荣光，那称义的执事荣光就更大。这个第九节告诉我们有两种的服事。
So verse 9 tells us there are two kinds of services.
一种叫做定罪的执事。
The ministry of condemnation.
那另外一个叫做称义的执事。
And the ministry of righteousness.
那到底这个有什么不同？
So what are the differences between these two ministries?
旧约圣经的代表是摩西。
Moses represented the Old Testament.
新约圣经的代表是主耶稣。
And the representative of the New Testament is Jesus Christ.
所以约翰福音第一章说律法是借着摩西来的，恩典跟真理都是由耶稣基督来的。在约翰第一章。
Therefore, John chapter 1,
17节。
John chapter 1 verse 17 says that, For the law was given through Moses, but grace and truth came through Jesus Christ.
那所以哥林多后书第三章的第九节，这个定罪就是指着摩西的工作。
So condemnation refers to the works of Moses.
那称义就是指着主耶稣的工作。
And righteousness refers to the works of Jesus Christ.
那为什么摩西是定罪的执事？
Why Moses is the ministry of condemnation?
因福音第一章十七节说，律法是借着摩西来的。
For the law was given through Moses, stated in John chapter 1 verse 17.
律法本来是好的。
Law is good. The intention of law is good.
一切美善的、全备的都是从神。
And all the good things, all the beautiful things are from God.
所以律法从神来，律法本来是好的。
The law is from God, was from God. Originally, it is good.
他说我们美国有一个教会在代会的。
For instance, if a church in U.S. Is building a new chapel,
他们刚刚在盖会堂的时候很忧虑，要不要去请谁来监工？
They are worried whether they're going to look for a supervisor.
到现在为止，他们发现根本就不需要请。
So now they discover that they don't really need to hire a supervisor.
因为这个政府的法规规定很严。
Because the government has very strict bylaws.
而且你做到每一个程度，政府就派人来照那个法规一条一条给你检查。
So upon the completion of each stage, the government will send inspector to inspect.
所以那个法规看起来是很严，好像很不方便。
So the ordinances or the bylaws seem to be very strict and very inconvenient.
但是这样盖起来的房子，你会发现很安全。
But the house after construction is very strong and firm.
所以从这样看起来，这个法规是好的。
So the law is good.
但是圣经里面讲这个神的律法。
The Bible describes the law of God.
这个本来是好的。
And it is good.
要引导人变成一个神，在神面前做一个义人。
And guiding a person how to be a righteous one.
那不好在哪里？
And what is the drawback?
不好是人有罪性。
Man has the man commits sins.
人有软弱。
Man has weaknesses.
所以律法越多，犯的罪就越多。
So there's more law instituted, and then more sins and crimes.
所以律法就叫人知罪。
So the law will make a person to understand his sins.
这不是律法不好。
It doesn't mean that the law is no good.
是人不好。
It's because of man.
所以在摩西的律法下，人变成罪的。
So under the Mosaic law, man, all men are sinners.
那人又不能够离开罪。
Man cannot avoid from committing sin.
到最后就是死。
And the wage of sin is death.
所以在这个哥林多后书第三章的第七节。
Therefore, in 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 7.
在提到那用字刻在石头上属死的执事。
But if the ministry of death written and engraved on stones.
为什么叫属死的执事？
Why it is called the ministry of death?
因为律法叫人知罪，罪被定罪的人就结果就是死。
And the law make a person to realize his, to confess his sins, and therefore the wage of sin is death.
那虽然这样子，但是摩西他在服侍神这个工作本身是有价值。
The services of Moses is valuable.
所以第七节后面说，那属死的执事尚有荣光。
And he says that the ministry of death was glorious.
摩西在山上跟神在讲话。
Moses was speaking to God a mountain.
神颁布这个十诫给他。
And God decreed the Ten Commandments.
叫他去告诉以色列百姓。
And asked him, commanded him to decree to the Israelites.
那他下山的时候。
When he was going downhill, he would see the glorious, his face was shining.
他自己也不知道。
He didn't even know that.
以色列百姓看到他就很害怕。
The Israelites were frightful.
因为他身上有神的荣光。
He has Moses has the glory of God.
甚至主耶稣在遍帽山上。
During the transfiguration of Jesus,
摩西跟以利亚一起显现。
Both Moses and Elijah appeared.
所以这个肯定摩西在神的面前这个服事是有价值
的。It has been confirmed that the services of Moses is valuable.
但是他的服事是定罪的。
But he is the ministry of death.
是不完全的。
It's imperfect.
那现在到了新约时代。
So now during the New Testament period,
耶稣来 这个世界上。
The coming of Jesus Christ to this world.
这个叫做恩典借着耶稣基督。
So the grace and the mercy are through Jesus.
那既然律法叫人知罪，那这个罪怎么解决呢？
Since the law will make a person to understand his sins and how are we going to resolve this?
这个就是主耶稣服事的重点。
So this is the main purpose of Jesus.
他为人的罪死亡。
And he died for the people.
成全救恩。
To fulfill the salvation.
所以借着信耶稣，我们的罪可以赦免。
So through believing Jesus, our sins can be cleansed.
因此主耶稣的工作叫做称义的执事。
So the work of Jesus Christ is called the ministry of righteousness.
这个叫做这个新约的执事。
So Jesus Christ is the minister of the New Testament.
所以在第七节这样说。
Therefore, in verse 7,
哥林多后书三章第七节。
Second Corinthians chapter 3, verse 7.
第八节。
Verse 8.
说何况那属灵的执事岂不更有荣光吗？
How would the ministry of the Spirit not be more glorious?
第九节。
Verse 9.
若定罪的执事有荣光，称义的荣光，执事荣光就更大。
Now, if the ministry of condemnation had glory, the ministry of righteousness exceeds.Much more in glory.
那现在主耶稣已经升到天上去。
Jesus Christ ascended to the heaven.
主耶稣没有升天以前，就把这个职分交托给他的门徒。
Prior to his ascension, he commissioned his disciples.
你要去往普天下传福音。
To spread the gospel to the world.
信而受洗必然得救。
And those who believe and be baptized will be saved.
那告诉门徒你要喂养我的小羊。
And also commanded the disciples to feed his lamb.
所以这个称义的工作就把它交托给我们。
So the ministry of righteousness are bestowed upon us.
所以我们现在在服事神传福音的工作比旧约时代那个先知比旧约时代的祭司是更大的荣耀。
So our works of spreading the gospel, our pastorings are more valuable than the prophets of the Old Testament.
因为通过我们的服事别人可以称义。别人可以得永生，别人可以得恩典。
Through our services, through our efforts, and the others can be saved, can be justified.
那这就是我们价值的地方。
And this is our value.
就是借着我们的服事，使我们将来有荣耀。
Through our services, and upon the completion of our services, and we will receive the glory in the future.
所以这个服事本身是有价值的，服事本身是有荣耀。
So ministry or the service is glorious and also has value.
请看第四章，哥林多后书第四章。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 4,
十七节
verse 17.
我们这自战自坚的苦楚，要为我们成就极重无比、永远的荣耀。
For our light affliction, which is but for the moment, is working for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
保罗很清楚服事的价值。
Paul has a very clear understanding of the value of serving the Lord.
所以他差不多全整个人投进去。
He actually invested his entire life to serve God.
连生命也投进去。
Even his own life.
所以他把他服事的这个苦叫做自战自坚的苦楚。
And he called this light affliction.
那在哥林多后书里面我们知道
But it's for a moment.
保罗为主耶稣受很多的苦。
As we read through the epistles, we know that Paul suffered a lot for the Lord.
那我们就想。
So let's think about
it.
Why Paul could accomplish.
其中有一个原因。
That is one reason.
为着要成就那极重无比永远的荣耀。
And for a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
这个就是做人的价值。
And this is the value to be a person.
极重无比永远的荣耀。
A far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory.
也就是保罗的话，公义的冠冕。
And this is what Paul said, the crown of righteousness.
但那个价值，那个荣耀是借着我们的服事所造成。
So the value and the glory are obtained through our services.
所以今天我们想想看，我们在公司确实投入很多，因为我们现在在这个竞争的社会，你不投入没有办法。
We actually invested a lot of time and effort in our job.
那我们对自己的家庭也有责任，也投入很多。
We also spend a lot of time and effort in our family.
差不多没有可以选择。
We have no choice.
但是只有一个可以选择。
There's only one thing we can choose.
就是我对教会的工作。
And my work, my efforts.Towards the church.
我要投入多少
？How much do I want to invest?
我要牺牲多少
？How much do I want to sacrifice?
这个没有一个人能够勉强。
Nobody can force you.
是我们自己可以做决定。
And we can make our own decision.
我们如果不做决定，别人也不能够做什么。
If we don't make decision, nobody can make decision for us.
所以真的会让我们神的工作很投入，不是一个外在什么规条、法规、人的看法啊，在逼我们做什么。
And we are not forced by the others, not by any laws or rules.
真的，我们对神的工作的投入，是因为我们向往这个属灵的价值。
Because we actually aim for this eternal glory.
那是永远不会改变的。
And this will never be changed.
是永远存在的。
It will last forever.
是最有价值。
It is the most valuable.
因为这个样子在吸引我们，使我们很愿意的、自动的来投入奉献在神的工作上。
It's because of this, then we'll invest our time and efforts and serve Him willingly.
这个就是第一个，哥林多后书第三章讲的第一个价值。
And this is the first value stated in 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
就是借着我们的服事。
Through our service.
叫人称义，叫人得恩典。
And to enable the others receiving the grace and be justified.
第二个价值。
The second value.
我们按18节。第三章是
吧 Let's read chapter 3, verse 18.
我们敞着脸得以看见主的荣光，好像从镜子里反照，就变成主的形状。
But we all, with unveiled face, beholding as in a mirror the glory of the Lord, are being transformed into the same things from glory to glory, just as by the Spirit of the Lord.
在律法里面，我们看到什么？
Under the law, what do we see?
在律法里面只看到罪。
Under the law, we only see sin.
在律法里面只看到死。
So、in the law, we only see death.
所以在律法里没有办法看到其他什么。
So in the law, we see nothing.
所以在律法里面，我们人好像一个帕子，把你的脸蒙起来。
In the law, our face is veiled.
好像摩西下山，虽然有荣耀，但是这个是蒙起来。
Just like Moses when he's going downhill, his face was veiled.
所以在律法里面，你看不到神的荣耀。
So in the law, we won't be able to see the glory of God.
因为你有罪，不能解决，你怎么看到神的荣耀
？A sinner cannot see the glory of the Lord.
罪就使人跟神。人跟神阻隔了
，and the sin, erected a wall between man and God.
啊，因此人在基督里面这个帕子就拿掉了。
So in Christ, this veil was removed.
对，十六节
，verse 16.
他们的心什么时候归向主，那个帕子就除掉。
Nevertheless, when one turns to the Lord, the veil is taken away.
今天我们从律法归向主耶稣。
So we turn from the law to the Lord.
就在主耶稣里面，我们就看到神的荣耀。
So in Christ, we'll be able to see the glory of God.
那个阻挡已经拿掉了。
The hindrance have been removed.
为什么
？Why?
因为耶稣已经称我们为义。
So we are justified by Jesus.
那个罪已经拿掉了。
So the sin has been removed.
人跟神已经没有阻隔了。
There's no hindrance between man and God.
没有阻隔，你就可以看到神的荣
耀。Then we'll be able to see the glory of God.
所以在主里那个帕子就拿掉了。
So in Christ, the veil.Was taken away.
那这个帕子一拿掉，我们就看到做人另外一个很重要的价值。
When it is unveiled, we see another value being a person.
这是十八节
，which is in verse 18.
变成主的形状
，are being transformed in the same image of God.
这个就是人的价值。
This is the value of man.
我们来看第四章
，Let's read chapter 4, 2 Corinthians, verse 6.
那吩咐光从黑暗里照出来的神已经照在我们心里叫我们得知神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面前。
For it is the God who commanded light to shine out of darkness who has shone in our hearts to give the light of the knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ.
神荣耀的光显在耶稣基督的面上。
So the glory of God in the face of Jesus.
所以从肉眼看来
So, from our naked eyes,
耶稣没有加新面。
Jesus Christ has no our appearance.
没有一个人羡慕他。
There's nothing for a person to desire.
但是人所弃绝的耶稣
，and Jesus was abandoned by the others,
却在神面前是神所宝贵的。
In front of the Lord, Jesus is the most valuable.
因为主耶稣在变貌山上，他曾变貌，容貌放光。
So during the transfiguration, we can see the glory of God in the face of Jesus.
所以他就是神的荣光显在人的面上。
So, as we just read, to give the light of knowledge of the glory of God in the face of Jesus.
启示录里面在描写这个人子。
In the Revelation, the, uh, uh, the Son of Man is mentioned.
就是复活升天的人子。
Who is the one ascended to heaven?
跟变貌山上的人子一样。
It's the same Son of Man in transfiguration.
衣服洁白，容貌放光。
His cloth is in white.
这个就是人的价值。
And it's luminous. And this is the value of man.
在神的面前有荣耀。
There's glory in front of God.
那哥林多后书第三章讲说，我们能够变成主的形状。十八章。
Verse 18, we are transformed in the same image of God.
好的，你把中间这个字遮掉的话，就是我们就变成主的形状，荣上加荣。
And we are transformed into the same image of the Lord, glory to glory.
这个是我们第二个要追求。
This is the second thing that we should pursue for.
就是我们虽然是带有肉体、带有罪性的人，但是我们要改变成为主的形状。
We're still in flesh, with the sinful nature, yet we want to be transformed into the same image of Jesus.
那怎么改变？
How can we be transformed?
是这个价值能够显明出来呢？
Then our value will be manifested.
好，我们现在看第三章，哥林多后书第三章。
Let's read 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
第三节。
Verse 3.
你们显明基督的信是借着我们修成的，不是用墨写的，乃是用永生的神的灵写的，不是写在石板上，乃是写在心板上。
You are manifestly a piece of Christ, ministered by us, written not with ink, but by the Spirit of the living God, not on the tablet of stone, but on the tablet of flesh, that is of the heart.
这个十诫是神用手指头写在那个石头，这个石头上。
The Ten Commandments were written on the templates by the fingers of God.
如果那个十诫现在还在，这个十诫一定是无价之宝。这个神手指头写的。
If the tablet of stones are still there, it will be the most valuable asset on earth.
但是那个还是物质。
Still, it is physical.
因为那个石板也是物质。
And the tablets are physical things.
那现在说，神要用他的灵写在我们的心板上。
But now God will write on the tablets of flesh.That's of the heart.
那十七节说，主就是那个灵。
And verse 17 says, "Now the Lord is the Spirit."
所以主耶稣要把他自己写在我们的心板上。
So Jesus is going to write on the tablets of flesh, that's of the heart.
那什么叫做写在我们的心板上
？What does that mean?
就是写在我们的生命里面。
To write in our life.
所以当一个人信了耶稣之后。
So after a person believes in Jesus,
主耶稣把他的本性借着他的道，借着他的灵，写进在我们生命里面。
So through His words and the Spirit, Jesus Christ writes His divine natures in our heart, on our heart.
使我们的生命能够彰显神的本性出来。
So our life can manifest the divine nature of God.
这个就是人的价值。
This is the value of human being.
这个就是我们追求的地方。
This is what we should pursue for.
所以今天我们要追求什么？
Again, what are we pursuing for?
我们要追求跟神的性情有份。
We should pursue to have, the part, or in the likeness of God.
我们看彼得后书。
Let's refer to 2 Peter.
彼得后书的第一章。
The second epistle of Peter, chapter 1.
第三节。
Verse 3.
神的神能。已经将一切关乎生命和敬虔的事赐给我们，皆因我们认识那用自己荣耀和美德造我们的主。第四节
，For
因为他已将又宝贵又极大的应许赐给我们，叫我们脱离从世上情欲来的败坏，就得以神的性情的份。
As His divine power has given to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him.Who call us by glory and virtue, by which have been given to us exceedingly great and precious promise, that through these you may be partakers of the divine nature, that is in the world through lust.
如果你跟在世界上有很多好朋友
，say you have a lot of good friends on this earth.
你常常跟他们谈了很久，甚至整晚都在谈话。
You converse with them all the time, even until late at night.
然后你在主里面，你有很多很好的朋友。
And also in Christ, you have a lot of good friends.
都是很敬畏神的。
They're all fear of God.
那你最后把它归纳起来，这个谈话有一个很重大的不同。
And you can conclude and summarize the conversations.
就是有关生命敬虔的事情，你差不多在谈话跟族外面的人，一句都不会谈。
You will hear nothing about the eternal life from the non-believers, the non-believing friends.
但是如果一个人一直在追求信仰的进步。
However, if a person pursue for the advancement of faith, for the uplifting of his faith,
最让我们感觉到受感动
what touched us the most
是讲一些神的事情
is talking about the words of God,
生命跟敬虔的事情
about the life, and the faith.
这个是神给我们，只有在神里面才有。
We can only receive this in Christ.
那么第四节告诉我们
verse 4,
神给我们一个又宝贵又极大的应许。
Which have been given to us exceeding great and precious promises.
为什么宝贵?
Why it is very precious?
因为这个价值是不会朽坏、不会玷污、不会衰残，是存在天上。
And this, this valuable asset, this, promise, will not be corrupted.
那这个应许是什么?
What is this promise?
合于神的性情。
And have part with the divine nature of God.
就是我们人在神的性情上可以一直在成长。
In other words, we can grow spiritually in God.
看哥罗西书
Let's refer to Colossians.
哥罗西书第二章
The epistle to the Colossians chapter 2.
第二章第九章
Verse 9.
因为神本性一切的丰盛都有形有体的居住在基督里面。
For in him dwells all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
所以基督虽然是一个人
although Jesus Christ is a person,
但是神的本性丰丰富富的有形有体住在他里面。
The divine nature of God can be manifested.
所以主耶稣才说你看到我就是看到神。
So Jesus said that when you see me, you see the Father.
神在我里面。
God is in me.
我在神里面。
I am in him.
我当然听不懂。
A lot of people couldn't understand.
因为这个是灵里面的事情。
This is talking aboutthis is spiritual.
肉体看不到，肉眼看不到。
It cannot be seen by the naked eyes.
但是主耶稣所讲就是神的本性丰丰富富，有形有体住在他里面。
Jesus said that for in him dwell all the fullness of the Godhead bodily.
第十节
，verse ten，
对我们的应许。
And the promises to us.
你们在他里面得着丰盛。
You are complete to him.
每一个人在基督里面也要有丰盛神的本性。
And everyone who is in Christ will have the complete, divine nature.
这就是一种属灵的成长和改变。
This is spiritual growth and change.
这个就是人的价值。
This is the, value of man.
我们身上有神性。
We have the divine nature.
我们虽然带有肉体，但是能够彰显神的荣耀。
Although still in flesh, we will be able to manifest the glory of God.
这个就是人的价值。
This is the value of man.
所以哥林多后书告诉我们有两个价值。
So in the second Corinthians, there are two values mentioned.
第一个价值就是要服侍神。
The first value is we ought to serve him.
让人称义。
And to save life.
第二个价值。
The second value.
就是要改变成为神的形状。
So we can be transformed in the likeness of God.
有时候身上有神的荣耀。
And we have the glory of God.
所以这个是我们一生两个最重要的追求。
These are two targets that we should pursue for.
其他地上的价值都会过去。
And all the secular or the worldly values will be gone.
有时候还没有时间已经过去了。
They are all gone even prior to our death.
那个东西不是实在。
And those things are not realistic.
最实在是这个。
The most realistic things are those two we just mentioned. Serving the Lord.
灵性进步。
And to, in order to allow the growth of a divine nature. And to manifest the image of God. Blessing him.
206.
206.